Warning, what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Get Canceled. I am your host, Cheryl Scott. Before we get started, we're taking care of some business. So if Taking care of business. If you like the show, please
subscribe, like, and send an email.
Rate and share.
Share.
And maybe one Yelp.
Yelp.
Give us like a 6.5 star.
Actually, you can take your Yelp and Yelp off.
That was terrible.
I mean, they're not all winners. All right, but if you've made it this far, please share, like, review, and subscribe to this show. All right, say hello.
Hey.
Hey, hey. I can't even say hey, hey and have any seriousness.
I mean, this is definitely not a serious podcast. And you can say hey, hey. You just can't say.
I can't say it too flamboyantly, like hey, hey.
You can, but then I wouldn't be allowed to call you gay.
Okay, gotcha.
Is where we're at right now.
We're allowed to say whatever we want here.
They come hard and fast. Ooh, this is going to be shared many times today.
Oh my God.
This is the theme of the whole thing now. They come hard and fast.
That's the title.
They come hard and fast. Oh, I love it. It's actually very fitting because we're going to talk about dating and horror stories and the ridiculousness that we find ourselves in this post-internet
world.
Are
you describing a war or my dating career?
Both.
It's the same thing.
It's definitely bombed.
Yes.
So there's that.
She knew it bombed. So they come hard and fast. This is this part. And then we're doing part two, which is spit strings and mascara.
Spit strings?
Yes.
Ew, like when you're kissing someone and the spit connects.
I didn't say kissing,
what?
But sure.
But what's a spit string?
A spit string is, it could be from mouth to mouth.
Uh-oh, what are
kissing.
You thinking?
It could be other things. Oh. That, you know.
I think he's thinking dick
to
mouth.
Yeah. I think he's thinking.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Also, side note, please don't shove your cocks down your girlfriend's throats. Nobody likes that.
Nobody likes it.
Porn is misleading.
Also, don't fucking put your hand on my head.
What if it's a gentle?
That's fine. If it's a little but there's no, do not like move it, but you can touch my head, but you may not move it.
Or if I'm sitting upright and your hand comes in and takes your head and you're fighting it and it's going all the way down, don't do that. That's rude.
Obviously, it's not whoever you're pushing down isn't interested.
No.
But see, it's always been a thing where it said, don't ever push, but you can, a nice gentle touch, like you're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. I'm cool with it. Like, I respect
that. Like a pat
that.
On the back?
But you don't want a pat
it's
because.
It's just like, oh.
Right.
Speaking of pat, I was at Speaking of pat, I was in Mexico college trip, spring break, and there was this
the same thing.
Girl who was there, not with our group or whatever, but she would go around and lightly pat guys' dicks. Like, this was before sexual assault was really a thing.
It's never been a thing with guys, though. Name me a time that sexual assault was a thing with a guy.
Wait. Is she doing that to see what everyone's packing, to see who she wants to fuck?
I don't know. We would be partying and then like our guy friends would come up and be like, that girl just touched my dick. And so we called her Pat. She was the Pat. And so then we would sort of like, that was our greeting to each other. We'd be like, hey, what's up? And we put our hands over our area and then like high five each other.
I love how you censored your area for today.
Because it sounds more graphic than it actually was, but we were basically making fun of this girl.
Wow. And she just checked out every deed.
Apparently. Like, okay.
Good for her. She was like, no.
But that's
not.
Okay, as
not
a guy,
good for her.
I don't know how,
no
many,
good.
How many men you've had in here. That's a whole other story. But how many men?
Not a lot.
I would say as a man, that's just
speak
not.
For yourself.
It's not indicative. No pun intended.
Indicative.
It's not indicative.
Oh, I mean, you're just walking about. It's soft. Shouldn't be rating anybody on a limp dick.
She should know that a grower and a shower and all that is applicable, but not when it's not being shown or
this
grown.
Is why I say all the time that Seinfeld is my comedy Bible, because they have the shrinkage episode, and it was very clear that Elaine did not understand what shrinkage was. She's like,
sad.
With laundry? And he's like, no, when a guy's in a pool and it's really cold.
Yeah, cold water.
Jacuzzis are preferred.
Oh, well.
for a guy, just not with sex. I don't like it in the jacuzzi.
You no? should not be fucking in the jacuzzi.
No,
that's
because
disgusting.
Everybody, attention. Water is not a good lubricant.
No.
Wait a second.
At all, unless you have a KY jacuzzi.
It's not disgusting to fuck in a jacuzzi if it's your own jacuzzi, not if it's like some...
No, obviously. If it's your own, that's different.
Just saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
I have a jacuzzi.
Good for okay. you. Wait, hold on.
But he doesn't like to fuck in his jacuzzi.
Well, it's not
I haven't
easy.
Had the opportunity.
It's not conducive.
Well, he hasn't. But if, no, if the haven't. Opportunity arose,
it could arise. It could arise.
Yeah. See.
So
it's
on that note,
slow year. So
on that note, we're actually going to talk. Continue to get back on track. So we have some want lack of jacuzzi pussy.
The coosy pussy.
So let's start to share. First of all, are you guys on the apps?
Yes.
We're on the apps.
You're on the apps. I am not on the apps. I don't do apps. But I tried it once, maybe like almost 10 years ago, briefly. And
when it was just app.
When it was, there was just the
when
one.
When it was just Tinder.
When it was Tinder.
Yeah.
It was Tinder and Bumble.
Before Tinder became a fuck fest. Like in the beginning, it was legit.
What? I thought it was always a fuck fest. That's what I heard.
In the beginning, my friend was like, you got to try this out. It was like actually to get to know people. But then very shortly after that, it turned into.
It's very different for you guys than it is for me. I can tell you 100%.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it. Go.
Okay,
we need to know.
The first thing is I would say a third to 50% of every girl that comes up on my Bumble or Tinder, mostly Tinder, is a completely fake person.
What?
Are you shocked? For real? Completely fake.
What does that mean? Like, they take a picture that's someone's picture or the whole thing is fabricated? Or is it a guy talking to you?
It's not a guy.
It's a bot.
It could be a girl, but I've seen the same girl with different pictures multiple times in my batch, and it all ends up to where they're trying to lure you to Snapchat to talk.
Oh.
Okay, and immediately within the first few days, they're talking and sending you videos. I mean, like, you're getting freebies early. So
wait, what do you mean freebies early? Like, they're sending pictures of their boobs?
Yep.
With their head or just their boobs?
With the head. With the everything is being shown. 98% of stuff is being shown.
What?
Yes. And it's just basically like, hey, where do you live? So we get into that.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even kidding. That's what mostly what Tinder is. That's why I quit. Because I want to meet somebody that is not a bot because then you have to pay monthly.
Yeah.
So it's.
Also, I'm against AI. So like real people.
It's a bot or is it a person just trying to like get you to then spend your money for more?
I think that it's a prostitute.
Oh.
But the trick that I've learned is they will say, where do you live? Because on Tinder, you either forget or it says miles away, and they have a way to make it so that they're very close to you. No matter what they say, if you answer, they say, oh, I live in blah, 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 too. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They will say whatever city that you say that you live in, they'll live there. And they'll like, let's hook up. So they're either trying to do one of two things. They're trying to get you to buy their content on
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans or a $10 a month to a Snapchat premium, or they're trying to get you to prostitute with them.
Oh my God.
That is Tinder for guys. That is mostly what Tinder is. So I just don't use it. No, I'm not into that.
I had no idea.
No clue.
But what about other apps? Are they the same? Have you tried others?
Bumble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bumble and Hinge.
Bumble's where the girl has to initiate, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you both match.
Yeah, you have to match, but they can't send you a message. You have to send them a message first to start a conversation.
Like
I don't like it either, but I'm on it.
Here's the flip coming from the guy with the penis.
All right, flip it, girl.
For me... It's number two for me. Hinge is number one. Mm-hmm. Bumble is two. Here's why. Because there's like a gateway. If a girl and I match, it's great. If the girl's message is hi, hey, how are you, or any of those single things, I will delete her immediately. Mm. Or if I'm in a really shit-ass cranky mood and I need a drink or a smoke, I will literally say, wow, that pickup game's solid.
But girls shouldn't have to have a pickup game like that. What is it that catches your eye if someone messages you there?
One simple thing.
Yeah.
A question. Can you ask a question like you are learning somebody new?
Okay, but is it like, hey, how's your day? Or like,
no,
oh, what's your dog's name?
Too generic. That's too generic.
Could you read my profile, right? So that's how I feel. I literally think it's something that I read in some book about dating or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I always try to ask questions if I'm in that situation. Like, I want to know things. What do you do? Who's your favorite comedian? All that kind of stuff. And when they say hi, I am literally turned off and I can't, even a hypnotherapist has tried to turn me off of that. I can't.
Huh.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense to me.
I just, because for me in my world, I feel like if the girl says, hi, hey, whatever, that's them showing you that they're interested. And now it's your turn to be the man and like start the convo.
Fair, but this is Bumble. You have to. Okay. So for me, if there's 10 girls that are on my Bumble list, who's going to stand out? So it is not the one that says hi. So if you're on an app that dictates the rules where you've got to be more interesting and stand out, then that will get me.
This is my problem.
There's also one a side many. Thing. But wait, so maybe it's like a learning sitch. I literally would tell you, okay, and girls have it easier. I still think on that app, but I guarantee you the next 10, next 5, the next 1, the next half, if he's really short, is
wah, wah.
is ask them a question based on their profile, and I guarantee a way better response.
Okay, so let's say you have a picture of you and your dog on there. If someone's like, hey, cute pups, what are their names? Or, yeah, no good. It's, like, that's too superficial.
Yeah.
That's too basic. Basic bitch.
Like, why don't you, like, I'd rather it be almost super cash. Pom or Chihuahua? It's going to make me answer. If you, I'm telling you, this is just a thing, like a life thing and a business thing, is if you ask them a question in a regular life situation on an app, they're going to answer. When it's so canned, it's like everybody else, and you just want to dump them. So if somebody's like, hey, Pom or Chihuahua, I'm like half and half.
It's like a little bit of originality.
But mm-hmm. then once you answer it half and half, do you then feel like it is your job as the man to yes. then take over?
Yes, then okay, I take over.
Then I think it's important to ask questions. It's really hard to respond to text messages or messaging in general that are just statements.
Yes, it's like if I call you on the phone and I'm like, hello, and we've never talked, you're like, hello? You have nothing to say.
Yeah.
It's lame. So ask me a question I can answer as a human being who likes to hang out, is not boring. Blah, blah, blah. And I will give you a fun answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will hit the next question probably.
Mm, good to know.
Are you going to try that the next time?
100%. I was just looking for my phone to see like what's happening on there right now.
I would love to see who's on her Bumble.
Oh, where's my phone? It's somewhere in here. I lost it.
It's under the cough drops.
Oh, it's right there. There. Well, it's on the couch. Oh. Fucking retarded bitch up in here.
Hey.
Hey, don't say that about me.
If you're retarded, you can say it.
Didn't you learn anything from Tropic Thunder? You never go full retard.
Oh, my God. Here.
Oh, my God.
Check it out. That's my Bumble.
Check it out.
Oh, my God. Okay. You want to, like, okay. Yeah, look, respond for her.
Wait, this is the best. Okay, I just clicked on one. I assume, is that him? Are you yellow or?
I'm yellow.
Okay, so this guy failed already for me. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. No, thanks. Yeah.
Tiny penis. I don't care.
Not your dick.
That's it. Okay, here's the first line. Awful. He gets a fail. This is my favorite. This fucking shit is the fuck. This is the best I've ever seen because I've never really looked at. Okay. His name is Justin, everybody. And his,
already
his
fail.
His opening line is, hey, I'm Justin. Where's the applause meter?
Oh, you know what?
Wow.
Wait.
This dude's fucking crushing it with his balls.
This is why, ready?
It's awful.
It's because I tried for the first time Bumble speed dating the other day. They have speed dating Thursday for an hour.
Yes,
I've
done it.
Okay, so I just tried it the other day.
That's awful.
And that's how they start. Hey, I'm so-and-so.
That.
The 3-minute bullshit.
Delete. Okay, that's a weird one because it's like, I feel like I'm in Vegas and it's like a speed roulette. Yeah. Like I'm playing the Wheel of Fortune slots. And a girl comes up and you have to pull something out of it. That one's hard because you have to pull something fully out of your ass. But Justin, however, I'm shocked. I thought it was going to say, hey, what's up? That's pretty bad. He said, hey, I'm Justin. Now. I'm good. What I was going to say here is you say, hey, Justin, and you say who you are. But I don't know if you're paralleling his boringness or if that's your level. What about?
No, I don't know what to say. I don't know. I haven't seen his profile. I know nothing about this guy.
Why have you not looked at his profile?
Because that was the roulette speed dating. You can't see their profile.
But you can see it now.
Yeah, and I don't talk to him.
But did you at some point look at it to go, he's a fucking douche?
So that was the. That whole conversation is with the 3 minutes. The 3-minute dating, and then I never responded.
That's actually hard to do online because you have nothing to go on, you know?
Because then this is why I stopped responding because people are so boring. It is. There's nothing to, like, keep me interested.
But here's the thing. I don't even know if it's boring. It's just, like, there's nothing that you can pick up on when you're doing something like this. It's just a blank slate.
Except for the fact that he says, I'm a real nerd about trans music. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Trans music. He literally says that. It's
he's a weird dude.
It's a new genre, guys. I'm into trans music. It's where you take one genre and go
and
change to another.
Yeah. So that's why I stopped talking.
Right.
Honestly, I hate all of this so much. I just think it's the fucking stupidest shit ever. Looking at any of these profiles,
I will never wear a snapback. Okay, but anyways.
What's a snapback?
What?
Okay, do you know the difference between hats?
No.
This is great.
Oh,
I'm going to talk.
I do. Okay. Where, yeah, the snapback where you can change it yourself. There's the other one where it could either be fitted or you move it. No? Okay.
You're
fine.
Not. It's not even close. It's actually it's almost the front of the hat. So, like, when you see a guy and he's wearing kind of the rounded bill, that's actually an old school. And if you see,
instead of the flat.
Yo, dudes, if y'all wearing a flat, it's a snapback because it's hot.
Oh, it's like flat.
It's a douchey hat.
It is. I fucking hate those hats. And they always wear them slightly to
the side.
To the side.
Yeah, it says, I'm a douche. Just like white pants says, a girl likes anal.
Oh, get out of here. You mean if a girl wears white pants, that's what it says?
Okay, there's two things.
That's how you take it?
But, okay, there's two things in Urban Dictionary I know, and that is one of them. It's been in Urban Dictionary since back in the day. It literally says if a female wears white pants, it is a signal. Now, I think in this Gen Z, X, Y, what happens when we go past the Z? What do we have to like?
Now it's alpha.
Alpha.
The fucking alpha.
Alphabets and honeycomb.
Cereal.
Cereal.
Okay.
Back to the dating thing.
Yes. Back, okay. And I was going to tell you the other thing in Urban Dictionary, aside from the first one, was, of course, this is way over the top, but lava flow.
I think I know what that is.
Something to do with your period?
Mm-hmm.
Is it when you fuck on your period?
You're getting almost all of it.
I didn't get some of the shit.
When a girl's on top.
Ew.
How are you saying ew on this one?
When the girl then gets off and your dick is full of fucking blood?
And the guy gets off at the same time. It's like the combo.
Of exploding secretions?
Yes.
Ugh. Why am I saying ew? Because I don't fuck on my period. I think it's disgusting.
I don't need the Red Wings either. Ugh. I like West Coast hockey teams.
Gross.
West Coast hockey team.
Detroit is East Coast.
Yeah.
I actually don't like hockey, really.
I do.
Oh, it's fun. I've been to a couple games.
It's fine, but I'm a basketball guy. So, true story, back in the day when I used to go
Puff, pass, motherfucker.
Okay, you want it or you want
me to? No, I want you to take a hit and then I want it. Getting activated here.
We're activated. I think I missed that one. A sign. We'll go for the
you
next
one. You definitely. There, nothing came out of your mouth.
If at first you don't succeed,
try again.
She just wants something. Girl. She wants something to come out of my mouth.
I don't know how to take that.
Nope. No, I don't.
Just like breathe in with from your like. Yeah.
There we go.
From your gut.
It's like Fruity Pebbles.
They're not magically delicious.
Wait, what are you talking to? What about, what are we,
okay,
where are
so
we going
here? Pre-last chunk of time, I would say before COVID, I had a pretty long-term relationship. Before that, I went to all these events, and they're almost all in the city.
Like dating events, singles events?
Singles events.
Okay.
These people don't know me. Girl don't know me. But you would literally go, strike up a conversation, have a really good connection, and they say, oh, where do you live? I'm in the or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, no, thank you.
Yeah. And I'm like, what if I have a $5 million house? It wouldn't matter to them. And I'm like, you could drive 15 more minutes or I could drive to you.
Point of personal privilege?
Yes.
I get that. That's a fucking voyage and essentially a long distance relationship that maybe someone is not prepared to enter into.
No, okay. I think, is it more ideal to be closer? Yes, especially with traffic, but like that shouldn't be a deal breaker. You just have to know that either one of you are going to have to drive a little bit, which it's not terrible. Like I just dated someone from.
Oh my God. She drove out from. Yeah. Mm, 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 mm. But it pissed.
Was not the sound I meant to make at all. I was trying to do like the rich British like.
I thought you choked on a Mento. I literally did.
I sounded like I was munching carpet. That's what I thought.
No
I was
good.
Like, excuse me.
What's with the? See that term for me needs to be ejected. There should
it's
be
very
no
70s.
Carpet. There should be no carpet.
Oh,
you can't say no carpet across
the
board.
First of all,
munching the floor? The wood?
Sure. No, you don't want to do that because then you're two guys.
That's a blowjob. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But I don't need a landing strip because I know where to land. I can't. It's
very cocky of you.
It's not cocky. I'm just kidding. But it's a preference.
Yeah. And everyone has pussies, your preference.
So, yeah. And everyone
BPP. Yeah, you know
me. It is a privilege, and some people.
It's a privilege.
Some people like
Wait,
a
where
bush.
Is this coming?
Some people like
Wait,
a,
is it white privilege to be able to wax your puss?
I think it's bush privilege.
I actually hate it when it's called puss, and I don't know why I said that.
Not, I don't like that either.
I don't like it.
Nope.
I do prefer a waxing.
Well, waxing is...
So you prefer a guy to be waxed?
No.
So do you go to pink cheeks? Do you know go to pink cheeks?
No, I don't know. Vagina waxing, please?
Yeah.
Pink cheeks. Why not call it pink lips?
Yeah, pink cheeks implies that you're waxing the butthole.
But, I mean... Why not while you're all there?
Well, I mean, that's what it is.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I would pay. I just get scared. I understand. Like,
you would pay for what?
If a wax once in a while, if that was necessary.
For you?
No, not for me.
Oh, you're investing in your yes. woman's vagine.
See, that? There you go. So it's expensive to be a lady. It's
but
expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
100%.
So good for you for willing to pay for it because honestly, it's like $60.
Honestly,
I agree.
And I'm going to say something. When we go out with a guy on a date, it costs a lot of money if you're going to take care of yourself and look good for the date. You think
Absolutely.
Your hair, your nails, your outfit, your accessories, shoes, skincare, makeup. It's a lot and it's
chastity
a lot of time.
Belt, sure.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl has one right now. She's not allowed to take
a chastity, it. A chastity belt. It's attached to a rabbit with batteries are running out.
Anyways, yes, it costs a lot of money. So don't expect us to fucking split dinner with you. You fuck off and pay the goddamn bill.
Okay, that's a topic as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, this is a big thing for me. In my mind, when I go on a date with somebody I'm like interested enough to go on a date with.
This is a first date.
A first date.
Okay.
I'm always willing and going to pay. However,
you want them to attempt, pretend, like pull out their wallet?
Absolutely.
I always pull out my wallet and then they're like, no. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I'm sure you've gone on dates where you're like right down the middle. You're like, am I going to see him again? Am I like, if you got nothing else going on, you're like considering it.
And then he tries to get you to pay and then you're like, never again.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm always willing to. So it gets them points if they pull out the wallet, the mini perts, whatever fucking coach you have. I don't understand
coach,
these
no,
things.
No coach.
But
no coach.
What date? The first date or the second date? Like at what point should the girl be offering?
No.
He's saying to offer the first date.
Oh, on the first date.
Yes. Never... Welcome to the show.
Yeah. He said...
No,
take
I totally...
out your wallet and offer it, but he's not going
to
let you.
You don't even have to take it out.
You
when
just,
the
like,
check
go to
comes...
shoot, you just go into your bag and pretend like you're trying to get your wallet
okay,
out.
Okay, don't be a bratch. When
What's a bratch?
A brat and a bitch.
Okay. Try not to bang on the table too much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was so frustrated. I literally ate all the ice cubes at once. That's also a tell, by the way.
Of what?
Girls that chew ice cubes are sexually frustrated.
Or they could be low in iron. Fuck off.
Iron? What the hell?
If you're anemic.
Can I get you an ice chip?
I need almonds.
Listen.
Or a sun chip?
I always.
That won't do it.
I like to chew ice. And
okay.
That is because maybe I am sexually frustrated. Who knows?
See?
I mean, it's quite likely. However, I've not always been that way. And I have always been fucking anemic. And I always eat the ice. It's because it's a thing.
Is there iron in ice?
No, but it's something that's a side effect.
What kind of Neanderthal shit is that?
Are you drinking enough water? Like you're not drinking water?
So
you are.
Water, so much water. And I love to chew the ice. You're welcome.
Girls that chew ice cubes are sexually frustrated.
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.